Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
7:44, 16 till 8 Monday morning. That's time to take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Monday morning markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. How you doing, Mark?
Tommy, good morning. How are you this morning?
I am okay, sir. What are we looking at for Wall Street this week and some numbers that are coming out and activity, et cetera?
Tommy, don't you agree? It's like if this weekend's activity didn't move the markets, I'm not sure what will.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the Dow was trading sideways at right above 42,000. Looking at it right now, it's going to be down 48 points off of a 42,400-plus index, which is nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. And having time to digest all what was happening, I would have expected at least, you know, down 500, 600, 700, but just because they don't like that type of stuff. They don't like the uncertainty. They don't know where it's going to go. Who knows where it's going to go, kind of thing. But the markets are, if you slept the whole weekend and woke up this morning, you're saying, what's wrong? I don't understand what people are worried about. So they are taking it very well. And even on the back of news that came out last week, at retail sales that were down at least 2 months in a row, and this time it was down 0.9%. And that's a large number. That's almost 1% for the month or about 12% for the year. Cars have taken the hit, big ticket items like that. So the people that are working on car dealerships, they're not happy. And restaurants. Restaurant sales dropped the most last month in over 2 years. As I think people are just saying, you know what, we don't have to go out and eat. If we're looking at saving money, that's an easy way to do it and just stay at home and cook. Industrial production was down. The Philadelphia Fed's manufacturing survey was down. U.S. economic indicators were down. All of this, and we have a prominent macroeconomist. The guy's name is Lacey Hunt. Worked for the Fed, I think, years ago, and he's on his own now. But he's like, the Fed is waiting way too long to change interest rates. He said, we're deep into the territory. The interest rates currently are too high. Keeping in mind, they raised interest rates almost 6% to lower inflation. And then they gave us a percent back last fall. And his argument is, no, they're way too high. The market has moved away from all of that. And we've got good inflation numbers that have come out consistently, and they should be lowering rates. But Powell and company are saying, well, all the uncertainty in the market, where are the tariffs going? Where is this past weekend? What is that going to produce? And they're sitting on their hands again. So one Fed governor came out and said, you know what, we're going to lower them in July. I know the market isn't expecting that, but that'll be my vote. But that's not moving the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the entity that is trying to track and predict what the Fed may do. And time to remember, early in the year, they were supposed to lower in June and July. Well, that got kicked out to neither June or July. September was the earliest that we could hope to see some interest rate reductions. And again, it's not, you know, it's not just the quarter point. And people would look at it and say, well, that's a typical move. And it is. From Dr. Hunt's standpoint, it should be like a full point, maybe not all at once, but another full point this year. There's a full point came off of last fall. And that amount, he said, is really an appropriate amount. And this week, we're going to have the Fed's inflation gauge that comes out, the personal consumption expenditure for May. For April, it was 0.1%. So inflation was rising at a gauge that they use the most by a little over 1% a year. Mm-hmm. This month, it's expected to be the same number. We'll see when it comes out in a couple of days, but another 0.1%. If they've been saying, well, we're waiting for it to get down to close to 2, recent months' activity is putting it below 2. And again, that reinforces what Dr. Hunt was saying. Well, we're plenty in the zone for these rates to come down. And I think what people have, from a market standpoint, not just the stock market, but what people have turned their attention to is, what are interest rates doing? As the conversation, I'm relieved. That's good. That a lot of conversation is turning to what the deficit is, what the debt is, and how we're going to deal with that. And over the weekend, the Treasury, $1 trillion has to be refinanced between now and the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And then $1.2 trillion needs to be refinanced in 2026. And it's like, well, okay, so if this debt was placed years ago, especially if it was placed just a few years ago, they got the deal of a lifetime. They got near zero rates. Well, now it's coming due, and just if not all of our listeners understand, those bonds are going to come due, and the Fed needs to pay the bondholder. What they do is issue new debt to pay down the old debt. And what normally happens, why is that debt or the deficits keep rising? They will issue, let's say they have to pay off $1,000. Well, they'll borrow $1,200 to add to the deficit and refinance the $1,000 that's coming due. That's why you see the numbers keep climbing. But the analysts are saying, well, that's a lot of money. That's at least $2 trillion that has to be refinanced at higher rates, because the rates have been higher for the last couple of years. It's just going to add more pressure on a similar debt load. It's going to increase the rate and increase the cost of the debt. So that's what's being paid attention to. And the Fed is saying, well, if we lower rates, that'll help, because then the refinance would be incrementally easier. The rates would be lower, and that refinance, they're not going to pay it off. They're not going to refinance and issue more debt, but at least it would be at an incrementally lower rate. And when you're talking about several trillion dollars, believe it or not, it starts to add up. So that's what I think a lot of Wall Street is waiting for. And the equity markets are not moving a lot, but there's an awful lot of conversation about the debt markets and where the debt is.
So I think somebody texted in, and I think it's a fair question. When you talk about paying this debt, they...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But to whom?
You, me, mutual funds, other countries, other governments, investors, corporations, whoever wants to loan the government money, which could be anybody. Uh-huh. So you and I could buy a treasury bond. There you go. So the government owes you money. And you buy it with a particular interest rate. Okay, let's make up a number, 4%. And they would owe you 4% on that investment until it matures. Mm-hmm. So when they're going to pay you off at maturity, they have to go out and sell another bond to somebody else to pay you off. And the other bond might be at 4.5%. It might be at 5%, because that's mm-hmm. where some interest rates have gone. Not so much treasuries, but it's putting pressure on the debt markets because of where rates have gone since the inflation kicked in. So that's why there's above average conversation about how much we're spending on the debt. And you can't go down that road very far before somebody says, yeah, you know what, we're paying an interest. And the interest has been quoted many times. The interest is more than the Defense Department budget at like $1 trillion a year. That's just a lot of money. And mm-hmm. you're paying it to bondholders. And the bondholders are okay about it. They're earning the money. But it's an expense to the government, which they're not paying outright. They're borrowing more to pay it. That's the hard part.
So play this out for me. What happens 6 months from now?
Well, it's if rates are lower, they'll get an incremental break on that. So instead of your bond maturing at 4%, instead of them issuing another one at 5%, let's say the Fed lowers rates a full percentage point. I'm making it overly simplistic. Mm-hmm. Okay, they'll reissue that at 4%. So their cost didn't go down and it didn't go up in that example. In some examples, it could go down depending on what maturities are coming. And it's a hodgepodge of them. But the majority of the $37 trillion, Tom, is in short-term loans. They're in T-bills that from 3 to 12 months they mature. Mm-hmm. So they were financing the majority of the debt higher is why that interest cost became so acute so fast. And many analysts were saying, well, you know, 30-year rates were at like 2% back in 2021, when COVID hit, the Fed lowered rates to almost zero. Some people said, you know what, they needed to borrow $1 trillion at 30-year paper, lock it in at 2%, like many of us did with our house loans. Mm-hmm. And then they could have paid off a lot of debt at record low rates, and that low rate would stick around for 30 years. They didn't do that. They were full of what's called the short end of the curve, the front end with the maturities that happened more quickly. And now as those are refinancing, because they're only out there for 3 to 12 months, they have been incrementally costing themselves more money, costing the American people more money, by raising, in essence, the cost of the debt on themselves.
Thank you, Mark. Interesting stuff. Yes, Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. He'll be back on Friday to help you manage your money. 7:54, 6 till 8. Traffic now, WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.